and Harper Audio present Legacy of Blood by Heather Graham, performed by Roger Wayne. For Susan and Kevin Sella, with lots of love. Amazing friends who do so very much in the world of mystery novels. Prologue. Once upon a time, and not so long ago, Gervaise LeBlanc thought ruefully, he would not have been alone staring at the body of the deceased. Inspector? He was not going to be so alone now, in the autopsy room. One-word question was voiced in English, and he turned, ready to greet the young woman he was expecting. Jeanette Lafarge. Special agent, Jeanette Lafarge, he reminded himself. Here with him, because Gervaise had called on his good friend Jackson Crowe. Jackson managed a special unit in the United States that had recently created a European division to work with the inspectors and detectives of other countries when asked. Gervaise couldn't recall the official title of Jackson's unit. He just knew that Jackson Crowe and his people could often get answers when cases were bizarre, perpetuated by those intent on recreating horrific events from history, or adding their own terrifying spin to them. They were known as the Crew of Hunters. This woman, the first to arrive of the team he'd been promised, barely seemed old enough to have entered the FBI. Much less the mysterious and successful Crew of Hunters. She was an attractive young woman with richly colored reddish-brown hair swept into a braided ponytail at her nape, large eyes, and impressive cheekbones. For all her youth and beauty, she was an experienced professional. Gervaise had read up on her. She'd graduated with a degree in criminology at the age of 21, spent 3 years as a police officer, before gaining entrance to the FBI Academy, and been recruited by Jackson Crowe 3 years later. And since he knew Jackson so well, he knew that his old friend would not have sent anyone who couldn't keep up with an investigation, and perhaps even lead the way. Special Agent Lafarge, welcome, and thank you for coming so quickly, he said. She smiled at him. Thank you, and I'm grateful you're so well-versed in English. I can say please, thank you, and buy croissants and coffee with my French. Maybe it's a little bit better than that, but not much, I'm afraid, she told him. You're the first of your team to arrive. And again, I'm grateful. He pointed to the glass window. He had the right to be inside during the autopsy, but he had opted to remain here, watching and waiting for Agent Lafarge. There were no deep grave secrets that would be fathomed from the work that had been done on the corpse. The woman had died from exsanguination. He managed a smile for his American counterpart. 2 years studying with the FBI, which is where I met your field director, Jackson Crowe, he told her. But Lafarge, a French name? She smiled. Indeed, but from many years ago. Apparently, and to my dad's great pride, his great-great-great-whatever came to the States with the Marquis de Lafayette during the American Revolution and stayed on. I'm afraid our gift with the language faded through the years. Linguistics is not the talent we seek from your team, Gervaise murmured, turning back to the corpse. He let out a long breath and told her, I'm afraid that the newspapers will sensationalize these killings. One reporter has already created a headline reading, Vampire at Work in Paris. He inhaled and let out a deep sigh. I am a reader, and I pay attention to events happening in Europe, so I'm well-versed on the investigation that started the Blackbird International twist on your unit, or whatever it might be. When a so-called vampire struck, bringing your specialized unit first to Norway. The woman nodded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?